From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me once again is Melissa Heyer, assistant news editor. Okay, she's assistant news research editor. How's that? Did I get that right?
That's probably more fitting, yes.
Okay. Well, Melissa and I were invited by Showtime to take a sneak peek at Melissa's favorite series, Dexter, which begins its fourth season at 8 p.m. Sunday, September 27th. Emmy and Golden Globe nominee Michael C. Hall stars as Dexter Morgan, a blood spatter expert for the Miami Police Department, who moonlights as a serial killer. And during season four, Emmy and Golden Globe winner John Lithgow from Third Rock from the Sun plays a serial killer who Dexter becomes fascinated with. Lithgow will appear in all 12 season four episodes, by the way. So, Melissa, was season four, the season four premiere of Dexter, all that you had hoped it would be?
It was, and we were lucky enough to get a preview of the first four episodes.
That's true.
And each one made me totally wanting more. And the fourth one is a major cliffhanger. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yep.
The season may even be the best of all of them.
Wow, that's a lot coming from their number one fan.
Exactly. If they keep going the way these first four are, it could be. And can I just say that Michael C. Hall was robbed yet again of an Emmy. And Dexter, the show. But
I'm sure
now that I've got that off my chest.
Yeah, I'm sure John Lithgow will let him hold his.
Yeah, and John Lithgow plays the Trinity Killer, who is just a really creepy serial killer. And the other guest star who's back this year is Keith Carradine.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was on last year. I'm the expert, and I should know.
Yeah, you're the expert.
Anyway, he was Frank Lundy, and he helped them catch a serial killer before, and he and Dexter's sister had an affair, and mm-hmm. so he's back this year, and Deb is with a new person, and so that kind of throws some of that love life complications into the show. And then the biggest thing, of course, is Dexter is married now,
mm-hmm.
and
has
to
a baby
Rita.
Boy.
And they have a baby boy, Harrison, who's adorable. And then Rita has a couple of kids from another marriage. So they're this new happy family. And then, so Dexter's trying to manage all that and do his job and be a serial killer of only bad guys,
yeah.
I have to point out again. And so it's all very bizarre, but at the same time, it's fascinating. And they manage to get humor in,
mm-hmm.
and it's hysterical. And it's just one of my all-time favorite shows. What did you think?
Well, I have not really followed the series. I saw a few episodes in season one and maybe a couple last year. I don't remember. And it is a really good show. I don't know why I'm not following it, but it's enjoyable. And in the season four premiere, there was a cliffhanger in just that first episode that kind of involved Dexter's, new role as a family man.
Yes, and I was trying to go back. I think Keith Carradine was in the second season, I think. That's going to bother me till I go look it up, but I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah, and Keith Carradine's character is the FBI agent Frank Lundy, and the reason he's back on the scene is he's following the Trinity Killer.
Yes.
Who has now moved his base to Miami.
Well, he's come back to Miami.
Come back.
He's been around for 30 years, they believe, and he's already committed murders that's like he's repeated at the same places that they happened 30 years ago. So that's a pretty interesting little story. And then you've got the little plot developments with some of the other characters, the co-workers of Dexter and Deb, and they kind of have some new kind of plot twists and what's going on with their personal lives and work lives.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, did the season four premiere just pick right up, or a continuation of the season three finale? I mean, was there a cliffhanger in season three?
No, there wasn't a cliffhanger.
Well, just
in season
I guess
three.
The fact that he was going to be a daddy.
Just he was getting married. Yeah,
oh,
just
getting married.
It just ended with them getting married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there wasn't anything that you were worried what was going to happen, if somebody was going to live or not. So that was good for since you have to wait so long till the next season starts.
Yeah, and so was it a nice surprise that season four starts and Harrison is already a couple of months old, isn't he?
Yeah, Yeah, but that's TV. You know how they do. Kids age very quickly in TV sometimes.
But was it a nice surprise that he was already a daddy? Or
no, we knew that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she got pregnant before they got married.
Okay.
And that was a big plot thing last year because it was, you know, Dexter really debated with himself what to do because he is a serial killer. And he's like, is my baby going to be a serial killer? So he did worry about that.
Yeah.
So then they ended up getting married.
And anything else you can share with fans about season four? I mean, what makes it, you know, what you say it's going to be the best season ever, probably.
The writing of that show is phenomenal. The acting is phenomenal because who would ever have thought you would root for a serial killer? And you do. You don't ever want him to get caught. You're always afraid he's going to get caught. You sympathize with him. He makes comments sometimes that are hysterical. It's just such an interesting story that you would actually like. You know, the serial killer would be the hero in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But he is.
And I guess I had talked to you a little bit about, I didn't really care for the flashbacks involving his father.
Yeah, and I kind of agreed with you on that. By the fourth season, I think that's getting a little bit old. I kind of understand why they do it, because he has such a connection with his dad. His dad taught him to be the way he is and channel his serial killing ways into the best way he possibly could.
Yeah.
So I understand it, but sometimes I think they do it a little too much.
Yeah. Well, I guess we really don't need to rate the show because I know what you're going to give it. What are you going
to
give the show?
Well, I don't have to. You don't have to ask me because I give it a 10, but what is your rating?
Not a 10 plus?
Well, okay, 12. How about that? I give it a 12. What's your rating?
I'll give it a 9.
Good. That's a good for Penny.
And I'm going to try to work that into my Sunday schedule. It's Dexter, which begins its fourth season at 8 p.m. Sunday, September 27th on Showtime. And remember to return to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast again next week to hear another discussion of an upcoming TV show. But as always, this podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.